Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kahm. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Walsh. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Walsh. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Morris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Morris. And now, play ball. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Heving throws the ball towards first to get the runner. He throws it away into right field. Tate throws it back to Meyer, who tags the runner out. Tate throws the ball into Meyer, who tags Clancy trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Toth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead takes first base on ball four. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball four. Flagstead moves to second. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth bunts in front of the plate. Krause fields it and throws to first for the out. Flagstead moves to third. Meyer moves to second. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Mostill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mostill. Flagstead scores. Meyer scores. Williams moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2. And the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toth scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kahm for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber strikes out. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Reagan. Kraus moves to second. Billy Rogel now playing second base. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 1 in the game. Redfern hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Kraus moves to third. Walsh moves to second. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Ma still reaches second base with a double. Kraus scores. Walsh scores. Clancy goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Meyer moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 0 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Com reaches second base with a double. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Com. The throw from Heving and he is safe. Com steals third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Com tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krause strikes out. Two outs. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Walsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-2 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clancy strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Ma still hits a line drive into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-1 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0-for-1 in the game. Morris strikes out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Flagstead hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett strikes out. Heving drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Barrett out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Com is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzler. The throw from Heving and he is safe. Metzler steals second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cecil hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 0-for-2 in the game. Walsh hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-3 in the game. Redfern hits a line drive towards short. Gerber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heving takes first base on ball 4. Red Rawlings pinch hits for Ed Morris. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Redfern reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Settlemyer now pitching. Billy Rogel now playing shortstop. Red Rawlings now playing second base. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Mostill takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mostill. The throw from Heving and he is safe. Mostill steals second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mostill moves to third. Bib Falk pinch runs for Bill Barrett. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mostill scores. Falk moves to second. It's 7-2, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Falk moves to third. Kahm moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk scores. Kahm scores. It's 9-2, White Sox. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rawlings scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cecil moves to second. Two outs. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 0-for-3 in the game. Walsh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk now playing left field. Alex Metzler now playing right field. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Flagstead hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tote moves to third. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-4 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clancy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Ma still hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rawlings misplays the ball. That's an error on Rawlings. Clancy moves to third. Falk moves to second. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kahm hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Clancy scores. Falk scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 11-2, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Rogel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 3 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry pinch hits for Merle Settlemyer. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock pinch runs for Charlie Berry. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rothrock moves to second. Two outs. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 0 for 1 in the game. Rawlings hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.